I don't know if you remember, but just before joining Figure 7, I asked you, yeah, I have seen that you have a lot of programs, but I don't want to do the programs. I just want to be with you. And you told me, yeah, okay, you will be with me, but also the programs, they are part of the experience I offer to my clients. And I was like, yeah, but I want you. No, I don't want the programs because, yeah, if I want some programs, I can buy them everywhere. Jana brings her client to a spiritual awakening or journey or whatever the word, depending on the person. And for me, this is not about spirituality, but maybe more.
I am Jana Kingsford, Chief Big Dreamer of the Internet, and this is the Dream Space Show where I get to have the most amazing conversations with my favorite people on the internet. And today we have Leticia, who is in Figure 7, which is my mastermind. And Leticia is from France and speaks French and all of things, but she also speaks English amazingly well. And she's pretty well loved in my circles. And so welcome. Oh my God. Hi. I'm so happy.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you very much, Jana.
I love it. Okay. So I want to start about the little situation we had on the call the other day. I just want to start there. I think you probably knew we were going to start there, but let's start there. I feel like this is such a beautiful place to start. And I really love like a lot of the sessions that I've been doing lately, well, a lot of the calls that I've been doing lately with these riffs that we're doing together have been such a beautiful eye-opening experience. I think even just being a client and being a mentor. And I think that's what's inspired me, this clientship workshop that I have coming up. It feels like this is such an underrated thing. Like you would even know that with your own clients and customers. And the client brings so much to the table for what they do receive from your mentorship. So I would love you to speak on that because we did touch on it in Paula's riff the other day, but I would love you to touch on it from your perspective.
Yeah, sure. And it was so funny because, you know, I had to think about it and I had to think about the words I could say so it was not too harsh or, you know, I wanted to be sure you took my inspiration and what I was feeling inside correctly. And I really didn't know what you could say or could feel about it. So mainly what I was feeling before, just before saying it out loud. So I had notes. I had notes before saying it because I wanted to be sure it was the exact feeling I had inside that could be said with words. So my feelings were, Jana has a huge background in marketing, in strategy, in communication, in social media, in being a personal brand, and blah, 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 and everything. And then Jana has a life also. So life worker, but having some children, this is a job. This is a job, having a children. So you have 3 children. There is a homeschooling journey. There is a caravan thing. There is an husband. Having a husband is a job as well, you know? So I was like, this is Jana as something that we see online about marketing, communication, strategy, and what we can see also from her life. But also, there is something about energetics, about spirituality, about mindset, about everything. And I was like, yeah, I asked a lot of questions to Jana during my time together in my one-to-one about my strategy, about what I could do. And I considered that finally, this, I could figure it out alone. Well, alone, you understand?
Yeah.
Not alone, but you know, more or less alone. But what I couldn't figure out is the energetic situation, the spirituality. And this day, I decided to ask you, well, Jana, we have to speak. And my feeling was, maybe I am wrong in the way I am asking the question. And in the mentoring, there are multiple parts, but I think that the main part is the client coming with a question. And depending on the question you ask as a client, you will have the answers or not. And I was thinking, if I want just someone telling me how to post on social media, I can ask Jana. Yes, I can. But this is a woman that has so much more to offer than post reels and hashtags and go to meet new people. And you know what? So I decided to share with you that from now on, I will come and tap into your magic. And I feel that your magic is about seeing what we don't always see in our own patterns, and also channeling some information from I don't know where, because this is not my magic at all. Not at all. I don't have channeling, nothing. So yeah, I think that your magic come here in this manifestation and seeing some stuff that we don't see yet and that you can be connected to. I don't have the correct words because this is not my magic. And I decided to say, well, Jana, is that okay for you to bring this magic into my own world? So you said yes. And what I see is also as a client, when we go within the journey with our mentor, because for me, this is not, I don't have signed a contract with a company. You know, you can sign a contract to rent an Apple computer and every month you pay and you have your Apple computer. And if it doesn't work, you put it on the Apple store and then bring another one and you have a new Apple computer and this is perfect. Mm. Here, I signed up a contract with a human, a person, you know, and the contract is also to go in the journey with me, but with you. And along the way, I think that in the last months, you have changed a lot and seeing that journey and seeing that changes is very important for me because I am in your journey and in mine in the same time. And we are going to travel together. So this is huge.
Oh my gosh. I feel like bottle that up. If you're a client, like bottle that, like what you activate as a client. I've always thought this, and then it's just such a beautiful thing to experience it again and again. Obviously, I've experienced it so much over the years, and this was just a really beautiful session where you really did put words to it. And I remember you were looking for it. We talked about this the other day on Paula's live stream, but you were looking for the French version of like, or the English version of a word. And you said to me, and it's so funny because I've been saying this, like all of my long-term clients know. And it's so funny because you found this out very early. And most of it, like usually it's my long-term clients that know this, like over time, they're like, I don't even ask you questions, like strategy questions. It's just like Paula was saying, like, their help. It's just like, here's all my stuff. And it's just like, she just puts pins in things and it's like, works her magic. Pin in this, dum-dum-dum. Off I go, reset, realigned, what just happened? But oh my gosh, I'm activated. I'm taking action that I've never been taking before. I'm feeling so aligned. I'm in sync with my soul. My relationships are amazing. I'm just balancing the whole kid, family, parenting, husband, life thing amazingly. Because there's so much energetics that go with that. Like it's one thing to be great at marketing and branding and selling and launching and communications. It's quite another to have the life alongside that. And that's why, I feel like it's so important that you said, like, it's about the person. And I feel like we'll put a pin on the disguise thing. We'll talk about that in a sec. But I only work with people that show me their life because even if I go to them for strategy, I want to see like the person behind this strategy, because those are the two things. Like, I'm not just wanting the strategy without the person. I'm wanting, are you the person to give me that strategy? Because I'm going to grow and move and evolve. But is that strategy going to work with my energy? And is it going to be complementary to my values, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So I feel like it's always important to have that, because anybody can just have like a really great brain and share their marketing and skills and all of those things, as you would know. But sometimes it lands when it comes from someone different. Because when I'll say things like, imagine if somebody that like is teaching social media and it's just like, you got to do this, 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 and this, and this, and they don't have kids and they don't have a family and they don't travel full time. You're just like, well, I can't do that. It's easy for you. But when I do it, it's just like, there has to be a way then. Like if Jana's doing that with homeschooled kids, traveling around Australia, building a $1 million business in a caravan, then there has to be a way for this to work then, right? I think exactly. It makes a difference.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I don't know if you remember, but just before joining Figure 7, I asked you, I have seen that you have a lot of programs, but I don't want to do the programs. I just want to be with you. And you told me, yeah, okay, you will be with me, but also the programs, they are part of the experience I offer to my clients. And I was like, yeah, but I want you. No, I don't want the programs because, yeah, if I want some programs, I can buy them everywhere. Then I entered your world. And you know what was a magnet for me was the fact that you had quite the same experience with having kids homeschooled, having a husband who is very different and living your life like you want, you know. And if you had like a different life with for example no kids or no homeschooling situation, etc., maybe it could have been different. That's right, because when I see you, I have no excuse.
I feel like I live my whole life like this. It's just like, because that's what actually happened when I was at university, when I signed up to university with a heap of kids. And I was just like, everyone was telling me you can't do it with kids. And people were saying, oh, I'd love to do that, but I have kids. I would love to do that, but I have kids. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to live my life. So you can't say that to me. And you can say, do you want to do this or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then you're just like, I do want to do this, but I want to spend time with my kids. I'm like, well, I was a stay-at-home mom and I grew a $1 million business. So there's that.
Yeah, exactly. And this is huge also because sometimes with my own clients, I can do the same thing, not because they have especially kids or because their kids are homeschooled, but 70% of my clients have homeschooled kids. So this is not, you know, but we can also transfer this situation when you have to take care of a parent or to take care of someone else or a huge part of your personal life that needs a lot of time or a lot of energy. And so this is cool also to transfer and to say, well, you know, I don't work during the day because my child is unschooled and she's too tiny to do it all by herself. Yeah. And so my clients are, okay, so I can do it. Yeah. Okay, so I can. Yeah, you can.
It's a huge thing. I love this. So speaking on, like, I feel like we can go to the disguise bit now, and then I feel like that'll just actually transfer over to probably something that you do as well. So to the end of that session, it was basically like you said to me, I think the branding, the marketing, the selling, the launching, it's a disguise for your spiritual transformation you're taking us on. And I'm like, I feel so exposed, but also, wow, she picked on that really early. But usually we do pick up on it, but we don't bring words to it. Like, is a disguise. I brought words to it as a disguise in 2015 when I launched my first just subconscious reprogramming course, and no one was like, no, just I want the marketing, the sales, just give me that. I'm like, fine, I will. But it's going to be a mindset makeover. It's going to be like a spiritual makeover as we do it. And you won't even know it is. Like, my work is usually, as I prided myself on, that you actually don't even know you're going on a spiritual journey. You just are, because you're like getting to know yourself and you're building your beliefs. So from that, you're a marketing expert and you work with your clients on marketing. And I'm sure there's some truth of you being able to see that and spot that. There's probably some truth about that with the work that you do with your marketing clients. What do you think beneath the surface? And I feel like this is great for anybody listening to know, what's the actual essence above the essence of what you're doing? So like for me, with me branding, I'm really, this is a course on being yourself. Oh, and now it's also, we make money doing it, building our personal brand. But at the end of the day, if I could just make a membership called Be Yourself, I would have, but it's called Me Brand Membership. And I make a lot of money doing that, but, and you make a lot of money doing that, and we do. So it's like, it's figuring a way to like be smart with these things and figure out a way to work with them and work with the way that we work. But what is marketing? You being a marketing expert, and I love hearing you when you talk about marketing and the way that you see it. It's, we got so much, we so vibrate on the same frequency around marketing. What is marketing for you that it's a disguise for?
Yeah. So when, yeah. And I remember in that session when you say, yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, and you were like, yes, right. Yes. And I was like, yeah, Jenna brings her client to a spiritual awakening or journey or whatever the word, depending on the person. And for me, this is not about spirituality, but maybe more about transforming what you know about yourself, what you say about yourself to other people, to yourself, to your family, to your husband, to your girlfriend, to your children, to everybody. And finally, I did a lot of stories saying that during 1 week, sometimes we even don't talk about marketing with my own clients. We don't, because sometimes we speak about their children, their husband, and sometimes two times we have 2 minutes left and we speak about marketing, but sometimes two times we even don't. We even don't, you know? And sometimes I had one client last week and she was crying so much. And she told me, well, I am so sorry because you are not here to hear me crying. And I was like, yeah, I am exactly here to hear you crying because this is not about marketing. This is not about it. And, you know, I began marketing a long time ago and I began with developing websites for clients. And I remember my very first client, I was on building the website and I asked her some pictures of herself. And she was like, I can't send you pictures. And I said, well, why? And then we were in the exact correct question. And the question was not about the website, not about the offer, not about the price, not about the words, or it was about her being seen in an online world. And at this stage, I was already a coach. Yeah, because I was a coach before. And finally, we decided to stop the web development situation and to go deep into her identity, her image, the way she was seeing herself, the way she had a lot of fears of being seen by her ex-husband, by her children, etc. And I began, this was my very first marketing client. So, and it never stopped. It never stopped. And one of my clients last week, she told me, your magic is about, thanks to you, I can see myself. And I was like, you know what? This is not marketing. This is not marketing. This is about the transformation of the CEO, of the solopreneur or the entrepreneur, being able to see her or his own value. And for me, this is everything. So my point of view of the marketing is a very personal situation. Like first seeing yourself as you are, and then the rest, I can do it. I can do it for my clients. And this is like this, you know?
I love this. It's like, it's an embracement of the practical application. And so many people, especially when they come to me, they might be selling experts, they might be marketing experts, they might be branding experts, they might be launching experts, or they could be copywriters. And they come to me and something happens that they start to want to sell the hidden transformation and put that first. And so they're like, but I really, all my work is about mindset, or really all my work is about spirituality, or really all my work is around energy, or really all of my work is about getting them to know themselves. And I'm like, okay, that is fine. We can make that the main thing. But what I've found with just my experience, and you probably find the same, I would say with my client sessions, a good amount of them are about balance, but it's, I don't have the balance mastermind for entrepreneurs. Like, that's not even sellable. That doesn't feel exciting. And it feels a little one-dimensional for me as well, because it's like, what's the point of the balance? Why do we need the balance? Like, what do you need the balance for, unless you're growing into a big dream? And so really making sure that it's above the above the above and having a practical application, because the website activated it, right? With your client, the website development activated something she wouldn't have seen. She wouldn't have gone like, let me go on the internet and find a mindset mentor that's going to help me to be seen. She didn't know that was there, right?
Exactly. And this is, we were talking yesterday and I was saying that people cannot search or look for my services because they don't know it exists. But when I bring marketing, this is possible. They can see it. You know, I have a client for 5 years now. And last year, he told me, yeah, maybe we could do a human design situation together. We do marketing for 5 years. And then he told me, yeah, maybe we could do a marketing, blah, 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 blah. You know, and it's a man. And so it's so funny, because if I had asked him, do you want to do a human design lecture or blah, 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 I would have said, what? Human design? No, no, no. I'm just that kind of people with human design. Oh, this is so weird. But with marketing, the magic can unveil, you know? So yeah, for me, marketing, I could speak about marketing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have people asking me, well, could you please help my wife because she's setting up a new business, and could you help blah blah blah, and I do just a vocal of 15 minutes, and after that they say, well, we have 1 year of things to do, so thank you, but we have a lot of to do, so thank you, and I am like, no, but it was just a 15 minutes vocal, you know, maybe we can work on more things. And so, you know, marketing, you were talking about balance. And for me, I do transformation, but this is also for me about balancement, because I wouldn't do only mindset, only coaching, only transformation. I do it because I have the marketing soil, you know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people get to embrace this for themselves, because that's where a lot of businesses go to die, because you want to make it about the thing that's inside of the thing versus it's not as marketable. It's just plain and simple. It's not as marketable. And also it's not going to hit the people that need it because they've got big dreams or they've got big businesses that they want to bring into the world. Like whenever my clients come to me, it's like whatever's on the table that's in the way of them achieving whatever this big dream is. And for you, it's like they want to build their businesses. They want to bring that. They want to grow their businesses. And so it's just like, what's the roadblock this week? And it could be anything. Because what's like, you know, all the things to do. You've got the strategies. That's like 2 minutes of the conversation. It's like, we do this, 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 boom, 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 do this. What's stopping us from doing it? Because like, why are we procrastinating, or why are we not doing it? What is in the way? And I feel like without these, I mean, you can definitely go like, hey, I'm the be yourself coach or the mindset coach or whatever. But I think just this practical application is so powerful. And I love it when I'm working with somebody that's embracing it, like embracing their practical, tactile, like skills, because you can do it in your sleep. It's the other stuff. It's all the other stuff that's in the way from them being as big as they can be, or like marketing their message in the way. So let's tap a little bit onto like your marketing skills. Like what would you say, what's your definition of marketing? Let's start there. Let's do that. Let's dive in.
So for me, marketing is a part where you think about the offer you will bring to life.
Mm-hmm.
So what's inside? What are the products? Because I have some clients with products. This is not only service-based marketing. So what is a product? What are the services? What is the offer? What is the price? Where we will bring it to the world? Is that in a store? Is that online, et cetera, et cetera? So this is building the offer. My magic is on having an offer that suits the person perfectly well. So this is my thing. And I see on the people when they are doing an offer, they like the offer, but you know, this is not exactly who they are. So I see it and I say it before. I was not saying it because I was thinking this was too harsh, and who was I to tell someone this kind of stuff, you know? So first stage, it was, well, I feel it, I say it, and the client is free to go for it or to stop. And then we build together an offer, a dream offer. So this is marketing. And at the very, very end of the marketing, when everything is built, there is the communication. And for me, communication is a little tiny part of the marketing. And it comes at the very end when I have everything prepared. And I say, well, now I will bring this to the world. And how I could share it, transmit it to the world. And at this stage, my skills are about digital. So website development, user experience on a website, SEO. And I was doing social media for my clients for 10 years. And I brought social media to my own company just a few months ago. Because before, I was doing it for so many clients that I had even no time to do it for my own company. So social media is new to my company. So this is the skills I had for them, but I was not using social media at all for like forever. So I'm new to social media. So I had no Facebook account, no Instagram account, like before, like I don't remember. I think I am on social media for 1 year and a bit, year and a half.
After spending 10 years helping your clients with social media.
Yeah. You know, in France, we have an expression saying that the people making shoes are the one not having any shoes. And this is like this, you know, I was helping my customer on their website, on social media, etc. And I had no social media for myself because I was so focused on helping them that I had no time for it. And this was a big move I did. It's to take time to develop my own company because it's not sustainable if you work only for clients. So
yeah, I feel that. I definitely feel like there was a couple of years ago, I think it might have been like 2019, we were living in the caravan, we were traveling around Australia. We actually ended up on this beach spot that had internet so I could coach my clients, and we were living off the sun and we were getting fish from the sea. We were fishing and it rained and we would collect the water to drink. And we were there for like weeks and just like having the most amazing time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to coach my clients. I'm not even going to like really, I don't need to grow my business. I can live on this beach, on this van for the rest of my life. This is amazing. But one of the things that I realized is when you're not in the field with them, it becomes very much a coaching relationship versus a mentor relationship. I think when you've got the mentoring, you're in the field and you're inspiring them. Because what I felt like after like a couple of months of this vibe of like, you know what, I'm just going to put all of my energy into my clients, the internet moved so fast and I felt like I wasn't in the field with my ear to the ground and I wasn't being able to see the different things and the different trends that were happening. And I think when you are in the field with your clients, it gives you that mentorship edge versus the coaching, just the coaching vibe is like, here's what you do. What about this? Or what about this? You're in the field with them. And I think that's a completely different experience and it gives you this extra edge. And it also, for me, I don't know about you, but like, I feel like it inspires my clients, like me doing my thing and like growing and evolving and changing and adapting and like something I'd never done, then doing it, then trying that. Do you find the same, like with you coming to social media and you like saying that you wanted to build your business in this way after being able to build websites for your clients in a day and doing your client's social media for 10 years? Do you feel like that's kind of like the same vibe, like getting into the field with them and getting that edge?
Yeah, sure. And it helps also when I have clients. This is a case with one of my clients and he has stopped doing his live stream. And now it is difficult to come back, you know? Mm. You know the thing when you stop doing your live stream and then you know you have to come back, but there is something happening and I hadn't do it myself. Mm. I couldn't understand what he feels and what he is happening. So now I'm like, yeah, you know, I know, yeah. But go for it and press the button and it will be okay. But just press the button. But maybe I will have to have a new material and maybe a better camera and maybe a better micro. And no, you just have to press the button, you know. And if I hadn't do it myself 1 year ago, I couldn't help now. So this is for me very important. And even with my current clients, when they see me online, this is also something for them when they are in the low of the wave. When they are in the low, they see me and they can say, well, she's there. And even if it is difficult for her from time to time, because I am a human, so you know, my child is sometimes sick, my husband is sometimes sick, and so I have a life. And they know, and they are like, okay, she does it, so we can do it also. It and this is an inspiration also for them. And for example, yesterday I was doing my website again, because for me doing a website it's a hobby, you know, it's like, you know, it was Saturday, but Saturday is a good day to do a website. And I was doing my website and and one of my client put a message on the Telegram, and I was like, yeah, I am doing my website. And she was, but are you not supposed to be on Saturday vibe? Yeah, this is exactly Saturday, and this is why I'm doing my website. And it was funny, you know, to also provide a vibration, a vibe where they can enjoy their business. This is not about doing a business from Monday to Sunday. And if you want to do your website on a Saturday, it's okay, because it's fun. And if it's not fun, somebody else will take care of it and someone else will do it. And that's okay too. So yeah, bringing joy to the business.
Yes, like I was doing this a couple of weeks ago and you saw me do it, and I was like, it's a Saturday and I just sat down. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do something creative, or I don't know, I'm just going to hang out with my business. It's like, and the vision that I got was like an old guy going into his shed and working on his wood stuff, like, you know, woodwork. You know, they get the nails, they're banging stuff, they've got hammers. They don't have a business with it, but they just go in there to do something versus what are you going to do? Just like, there's so many, like, yes, you can watch movies and you can sit around and you can journal and stuff like that, but there's something about the challenge as well. Like, I'm so obsessed with the challenge. After sitting down that day and going, I want to put my shop up, after interviewing people after people after people to do it for me, I was like, this is taking too long to even do the interview with the website designer, let alone I could just do it in a day if I just do it. And I do love doing it. And I think there's so much to be said for, like, there's a lot of, I guess there's a lot of shame about doing it yourself online, but a lot of us, like you and me, we love certain parts of our businesses, certain parts that I ain't touching. But my shop was so cathartic. There was something actually quite energetic that when I did it, and looking at all of my bodies of work and all of my things on one page, I was like, oh my God, I just got goosebumps then. Like, do you feel that, like, when you're doing websites or when you're doing them with your clients, there's actually probably a lot more of a, like, an energetic makeover when you're doing the website and just getting it on one page?
Yeah, exactly. And I love doing it. And, you know, at the beginning of November, I had one client and she was like, you know what? My website developer doesn't respond to me. I have 1 month to ask him for help. And she was crying and she was, And she's a client and she's like super quick with everything. And she was blocked because this guy was not answering the phone and she had not the passwords, etc. And I was like, okay, so just bring the passwords and just we will see it. And one night she sent me only the password and she was like, I'm going to sleep, I've got the password. And we were like, I've got the password. And yeah, and her birthday was on the Friday and we were on Monday, and I was like, instead of sending flowers, instead of sending earrings for her birthday, I could do a little makeover of the website. And then I put the password and it was, yeah, it was not her vibe at all. And I was like, Okay, I've got the password, but this is not a little tiny makeover. We need to build the website. And I spent all night long doing the website. And at 3 a.m., I was like, you know what? It's 3 a.m., but I am fucking proud of myself because tomorrow she will wake up. And she was so happy. And for her, it was a huge mountain to climb. And I was like, this was so funny for me, and this was so good, and she was so happy, and wow, this was, you know, the perfect gift, and it was much better than any flower of the world. So she was so, so, so happy. So yeah, I'm enjoying doing it.
I love yeah. that. I hear you talking about this a lot. Like, people were like blown away when I said I did this in a day. And the other day I made like a whole sales page in like 45 minutes. I didn't even know took me that quick. But you talk about like creating like a website in a whole day. Is that something that you do like now with your clients, like help them work through it? Or is that just something that you used to do?
Yeah, before I was not telling it because I was thinking, but if they know that I do a website in only one day, they will pay for one day of work and the business model won't work.
Yeah.
And so I decided to do it just for clients that I know. And they were like, if you do it in one day, this is so perfect for me because I will have it just now. So yeah, please do it. And I pay everything that you want. So it was a funny situation. And now what I do is for my private clients, I help them go through all the things I do to be able to build a website in one day. Mm-hmm. So they know, because I want them to know, to have the knowledge of what we need for it to be built in one day.
And it's to be good.
To
be them, like it's theirs. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I have this is a program, a course where I explain why we need that, and how they could work on it, and et cetera, et cetera. And then when they have everything, they can ask someone to do the website and one day will be enough. And with my private clients, they go through and I do the website for them. So yeah, this is a little tiny gift.
Little gift. I love it. It's so perfect because like you were saying before with the website that you were doing with a client back in the day, you just needed the pictures, but there was so much more to that. And I think if you're doing like a website, like when I do it, it's because I'm like, I can do it in a day because I know all the things to say. I know what I know my message. I know my brand. And something really special happens to me when it was actually a year ago today that I put my website back on the internet after like 5 years of not having one. And I just like had this random inspired thing because it's the end of the year and I get really inspired about everything. And I created my whole website. I was like, after people would go to my website and there was nothing there. It was this error page for about 5 years. And I just was like, I don't care. Didn't even bother me. I was just like, whatever, I don't care. I was like, one day I was like, you know what? I just want a homepage. Just want something where people can have a homepage. And it was such a cool thing because I said things that I hadn't said for ages about my work. And it actually brought out something that I hadn't said. And so now it's like the bio that I send to people. It's the thing that I came up with when I was making it. And something about that creative process of a project, of like a website, that forces you to kind of like sit with things that you haven't and to nut them out. But having somebody with that like guidance around the marketing, not just the design, but like more the marketing and the communications and being able to extract from you your gold and goodness and be able to put it on a page so you can have this like online home. That's such a powerful thing, but it's definitely, I would say, a massive process, right? Like it's a not massive, but like deep process.
Yeah.
Like getting it out.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is two sides of this situation. Is the first side I see is when client doesn't go deeper. So you have only the surface wording and explanations and images, etc. And it doesn't land, because this is the offer that everybody is talking about. So yeah. And then the other side is client thinking that they need a website in order to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And every time I say, I have a website for 10 years because I have my business for 10 years and I don't do sales on my website. I just have a website because this is fun for me. Like, you know, last year we went on holidays with my family and it was raining all day long, but not the little tiny rain you could enjoy being outside. No, the rain, you are stuck inside and you are going crazy. And we were playing and playing cards and oh, wow. And my husband told me one day, do you want to enjoy just 2 hours alone and you do whatever you want? And I was like, yeah, this is so good idea. So I went in the bedroom, I closed the door, I came with my computer and I was like, what about a little makeover of my website? And after 2 hours, he entered in the bedroom and he told me, did you read? Did you enjoy your time? And I was like, yeah, I did a makeover of my website. And he was like, why? And I was like, yeah, but this is fun. This is fun for me, you know, but I don't do it in order to blah, 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 do more sales. This is fun for me. And this situation helps me a lot when I have some customer hiding and they are hiding because the website is not blah, blah, blah. So they cannot do blee, 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 blee.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I say, well, if it's fun for you, do it. If it's not fun, do something else that's fun for you. And the results come from the creativity you have, the fun you have, the deeper, deeper, deeper conversation you can have with yourself. And for me, it's happening with a website. But for you, where is it happening? And I have so many different clients, and for them it's videos, for other it's retreats, for other it's shamanic retreats, and whatever the thing is, do it because this is your inner creativity talking, but not because you need it for your clients, because it's not true. You don't need a website to succeed online. It's not true.
I agree. I think people put, if it looks like work, if it quacks like work, if it presents like work, well, you're making a website, you're working on a Saturday. But for you, it's like the same as the guy that's in the shed playing with, like, carving a boat. I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, but for us, it's like, that's what it is. And it just so happens, so many of the things that I love editing movies. And the movies that I make, especially the travel ones, they're not related to my coaching. They're my life. And I love making them, and they take an extraordinary amount of time. And I'm not even that great at it. Like, I'm not the best of the world at editing and filmmaking. I do a great job and I love it. And I've developed my skills over years and years and years of doing it. But I don't think it actually has a direct correlation to my business, but it does. Because those 12 hours that I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, oh, doing this edit, like, this is so hard. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm not thinking about, like, did I make the sale? I'm not checking my emails. I'm not, is this working? Is this not? Like, I'm not self-analyzing. I'm just creating. And I just gave myself a portal, and it's not work. It's like, I just gave myself this portal of time. It presents like work. It looks like work, but does it even have a direct impact? No. Does it have a massive indirect impact? Absolutely. Like, the day that you spend on your website, like, at the end of the day, that, like, feeling, I'm like, oh,
exactly. Exactly. And so many times I share it with my clients, and when they are in the low of the wave, I say, well, go and do something you love, for your creativity, for your inner muse or inner artistry, or I don't know, depending on each of them. And I have one of my clients, and he's working on the fields. He has some, you know, some fields. And sometimes the time he said, you know what, I just wanted to be on my tractor. And I'm like, okay, go to your tractor. And we have so much fun because, you know, I am not in the tractor situation at all. Yeah. And he said, well, you know, when you're on your website, you're having so much fun. Yes, go and go to your tractor and have fun.
Yeah.
And this is so lovely because in my Telegram, I receive a lot of pictures during the day and the week about their own creativity. And this is bringing life to me because, you know, they are so different. And this is so beautiful to see how many humans you are. And we are so different. And this is just perfect. So, yeah, connecting back to our creativity and each of us is so different and it is perfect.
I love it. Do you know what I just thought when you were saying that? Is that I think men have mastered this more than women, is they will tinker and they don't apologize. They will tinker on things that aren't making money. They might be in their field. Like when my husband used to be a mechanic, he would tinker on his cars and like do things on his cars that weren't necessary, but spend hours and hours and hours in the shed doing that. And as women, I don't think we give ourselves that space and that time to tinker. And for me, it's actually a cheat code for life because as women, we're like, well, whatever I'm doing, it must be productive or I can't do it at all. It must have a purpose. It must be productive. But what if that's actually like we get to just do things that they may not have a direct impact on our business, but they have a direct impact on our feels and our vibe and our excitement and our energy. And we do things to tinker. I think as women, we could take a leaf out of their book of like, I'm just tinkering in my shed. That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, you're right. And especially I was thinking it this week because, you know, I have worked on my way of doing things, you know, because in the session we shared together that your way is not my way.
Yeah.
And you told me, well, this week you could maybe work on your way. And I have years to work on my way. But this week it was full of intentionality on everything. And one day, so my child is in school and she was playing in her room. And I came in my kitchen and I look outside. And I had nothing to do. So nothing in the kitchen, nothing with in the house, nothing for my clients. And it was like a full stop of everything. And I said, you know what? Maybe I need more of just nothing, you know? Just nothing to go and to be productive on, to do it on 1 hour. And because I love challenges. So, you know, if I do a website in one day, I will try to do it in half the day. And if I can do a landing page in 2 hours, it will be more fun to do it in 45 minutes. And, you know, this is who I am also. And bringing also balance in between our life as CEO, our life of mom, of wife, of friend, of everything. And maybe sometimes to times, accepting just to be ourselves without any consideration of productivity or efficiency and just being.
Just sitting, do nothing. I love that. Or even just moments. Love it. Like sometimes when you just like, if you're tuning into yourself and you just sit with yourself for a second and you just take a breath, you will usually get a very clear hit. If you're tuned in, if you're conscious and you're really self-aware, if you take a breath, like, well, what do I feel like doing? And I feel like everybody at home, if the journey we've been on right now, I think you know exactly what we mean. And you ask yourself, what do I feel like doing? Do I want to tinker with my website? Do I want to go for a run? Do I want to go for a walk? Or do I just want to sit? And it all gets to be okay. If it's inspired action, it's always the right action.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it makes me think that in like 2 years, 1 year and a half ago, when I joined the world of Melanie, I was thinking about creating a business model only for physical retreat with strictly no agenda. So I was working only with men. Only with men. I'm working with women for like 6 months. And for 10 years, I worked only with men. And I was thinking about bringing them to a beautiful place, not a luxury place, but a beautiful space with nothing, just themselves. And I joined Melanie Words, asking myself, can I do a business model with retreats with no agenda? There is no, you need to eat vegetables at 9 and do yoga at 10 and CEO mindset at 11 and blah, 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 blah. Just silence and just connecting back to themselves. And yeah, so I didn't forget that idea. I didn't, but physical is complicated when you have a unschooled family. But I didn't forget, and maybe I will bring that idea on. And at the moment, I bring that in my containers from their home. But yeah, to bring them in the no agenda and silence situation, because I love nature. I love when there is no noise, just noise of yourself thinking. And this is a lot of noise.
I think that this is the best way to like put your client work. So it's basically saying like marketing is going to be what we figure out real quick. And we're going to be able to get into the marketing through having no agenda. It's like create your own experience. It's kind of like the way that I do my work. It's like create your own experience. It's going to be based on what you come and ask. The container is set. And then you create your own experience through it. And there's no agenda. Like, I don't tell you what you're going to say on our sessions. It's you bring it. And it's just like inspired based on what happens that week. And you can tap into and access whatever comes through for that week. But there is no agenda. And I feel like that feels very similar to your work. It's like the marketing is not even the best thing. That's like the marketing metamorphosis is not even the best thing that's going to happen. It's like everything. It's wholesome, wholesome success. I'm so down for that. I love it. Okay. So, wow, that hour, I didn't even realize it went through an hour. I was so excited. That was such a good, juicy chat. So I would love you guys to go and see Leticia. If you go follow her, go and like a couple of her posts so that you can create the synapses between you, and then you'll see her stuff pop up. Thank you so much for being here. What would you like to leave everybody with today?
Well, so to finish this conversation, thank you, Jana, for creating this space here and in all your other containers. Because, you know, when I jump in the figure seven, it was a huge jump for me, huge, huge jump financially. And also, you have been for me like the woman with who I could work only if I could be successful. And month after month after month, I was like, the day I will be working with Jana will be the day I am successful, the day. Blah, blah. And then when I jumped, I have so many pictures crying. And it was, yeah, a very good day for me because I fully jumped into my thing. And so to finish, I think that everybody has his or her own talents. And if each of us, we stay here in our own magic, there is space for everybody in the world. So if we are plenty of people, if we stay in our own little tiny talents and magic, there is space for everybody. So go for your talents and the world will be magic.
I love it so much. That was so beautiful. That is such a juicy conversation. Thank you so much for that. Thank you everyone for being here, being on the Dreamspo show. Go to janakingsford.com/podcast to subscribe for more. Thank you so much for being here. It was such an honor, such a juicy chat. I just love these because I just get to talk to you guys for way longer than usual. So I loved it. Thank you guys. Bye everyone.
Thank you.